So for those who have your Bibles with you, you can page to Genesis 1 verse 3. So in Genesis 1 verse 3, I just want to quickly give you the background of Genesis 1. No, I'm just joking. It's the basically, guys, it's the beginning of the Bible. And this is where I'm starting this morning. God shared something with you, and I'm with me. And I am so excited to share this. But I want to start with this verse. And the verse comes, eliminate my obedient click. Hy is heel voor, jylle moet heelemaal teruggaan. There we go, thank you. The word of God comes in Genesis 1 verse 3 and it says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So we see here in the very beginning, who knows when the sun was put in place. What day did God create the sun? No, don't read, don't look down. Which day? Quick answers. The sixth day, the fourth day. So God created it in the fourth day. So, this meaning of let there be light, what does it mean? Everybody says the light and the darkness was split away. 100%. That is, theologically, that is correct. But I'm going to share with you something else this morning. And I'm so excited about this. You see, because the sun is in the physical realm, right? So the sun was done and was created, and the sun, the moon, the stars, and the expanse of everything was done on the fourth day. So only there the sunlight started. But God starts off with the very first day of creation, and he says, let there be light. I want you to remember that. Just keep that in your mind. So just remember as well that the sun, it generates light. So in other words, it creates energy as well. It is actually called nuclear fusion. So the light and the rays of the sun, it makes nuclear fusion and it creates energy. So that is part of light. And I'm going to just speak about this morning, just about the light. And just keep that in mind for me. And you can turn for me to John chapter 1 verse 3 as well. So John chapter 1 verse 3 comes in and says, all things were made through him. Who is this him? This him is Jesus Christ himself. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Ooh, lovely. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I just want to read this again. In him was life. In who was life? In God. In God, in Jesus was life. And the life was the light of men. So it wants to say that in him was life. Life was in the light. And the life of everything is the light for men. So basically, Jesus and everything revolves around him. He is the light. He's the one that gives energy. Remember what I said just now with nuclear fusion. The light becomes, and it goes through a process of nuclear fusion, and it creates energy. Who here is saved? Who's not saved? Thank you. So now I'm speaking to each and every one of you this morning. So this means that your energy, your power, your strength comes from Jesus. Because he is the light. Amen? You agree with me? Great stuff. It's a good start this morning that you agree with me. And we're going to move forward now. So I believe in the Big Bang. Who believes in the Big Bang? You see, my description of the Big Bang is different than this world. My description of the Big Bang is still a Big Bang. But my God created the Big Bang. See, I believe truly, because when scientists go back and they see a wave, there was a big wave in history. And the science is right, because that was the day God said, let there be light. imagine everything expanding at an astronomical pace. Just imagine what sound it would create. My big bang was when God said, "Let there be light." And the universe exploded into existence. So God said, "Let there be light." So big bang started when God said, "Let there be light." There was a loud noise. Everything came to an existence. And in that beginning, the words, "Let there be light," was said. It was something that I want to share with you now. And that very first verse gives us a description of who Jesus is as well. Because it starts with, "Let there be light." Who is the light? Jesus is the light. It was as if God the Father came in that moment and he was presenting his Son to the universe. Yes, he was there in existence. I don't mean he was born right there and then. But it is as if God presented and said, "Let there be light in this universe, in this atmosphere. Let Jesus be in this atmosphere." And the light was separated from the darkness. So we're going to move forward from there. And because he is our Savior, and he is the important missing link in everybody's lives. We can agree on that, because through him alone, we can get to the Father. So Jesus is the key point from the beginning up until the end. He was the light that started everything. He was the light that was presented in this atmosphere saying, "I am the light. I am here to separate the light and the darkness. I'm here to show you what is good, what is evil. I am here to be a light upon the lamp to lead you." So going forward, because he is the Savior of this world, and in John 16:4 it says that no one comes through the Father except through him. He's an essential part of this master plan of God. Amen? So, a part of this salvation is, and he's fulfilling his life, we wait and depend on him for new strength. So this light that God is speaking about here, we depend on it. Because it gives us new strength. It gives us new light. Isaiah 40:31 says, "Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength." And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians, in Philippians 4:13. "And he is the way, the truth, and the life." This means that this life-giving source is the light. The light is Jesus. And on the first day, he presented himself and said, "I am going to be your source." Hey, isn't that amazing? God says, "I am going to be your source." He revealed this unto Moses, saying, "Let there be light. Let there be a source of energy for you. Let there be a source of compassion for you. I am putting myself into this role." The relationship God wants with his people is absolutely, absolutely amazing. You see that the sun emits energy and a lot of other nutrients that we need. Now, Jesus is the same for us as children of God. We depend on him. Amen? Jesus is the same for us. So, the light is important. Let me give you a few scriptures for it. Things that the light does in our life. Physical light, the sunlight. Light is the source of growth for everything. If there's no sunshine, if there's no light, nothing can grow. Nothing grows in darkness. Light gives life. Light brings warmth. Light enables us to see, because if there's no light, there's the absence of light. There's darkness. And just to know how light works, how does it work? The doctors and all the sisters in this church should know. It comes through a light ray into your eyes. It lightens up, and then we see. Light creates a mirror effect in our eyes so that we may project what we see here at the moment. Without the light, nothing can reflect and we cannot see. So, light enables us to see. Light helps your metabolism. Getting into the sun helps your metabolism. Who knew that? I learned this. Light helps your blood circulation. That's why it's good to go outside, not just sit inside. Dis hoekom my kinders so rondgehardloop het toe hulle jonk was en klein was in ons ou dae. En vandag sit hulle voor die TV. No blood circulation anymore. Nothing. Just TV. My son included. Light helps your hormones. Light gives you vitamin D. And the list goes on and on and on. I was so surprised when I Googled this and I saw and I just tried to check what does light do for me. And everything that came up. And you see the importance why God created the light. You see, in the same way, Jesus is the light for us. Jesus comes and he's our source of growth. Jesus comes in our life and he gives us life because he's the source of life. He brings us warmth. He brings us compassion. He enables us to see the truth. He comes and he helps with our metabolism, our spiritual metabolism, so that we don't grow nice and fat cows just sitting in church, but we go outside and minister the word of God. Please don't go outside this church and say, my pastor called me a fat cow. Theoretical. Julle is nie klomp koeie nie, julle is skape. But so much, we sit in the church and we just take in and we take in. We don't allow the light to shine upon us so we can increase our metabolism, our blood circulation, our hormones, everything we need so we can go out and do the work of Christ that we were called for. Because each and every one of us were called for something more, called for something deeper. John 8 verse 12 comes and he says that he is the light of the world. Jesus in his ministry here comes and he reveals something to his disciples which they don't even know. Because on the first day God said, let there be light. And in John 7, God comes and Jesus comes and he says, I am the light of this world. He reveals himself as the source. And when I saw this in scripture, it was just like, wow. How amazing is God? How amazing is his word and his scripture? Now, everything God does is amazing. And the world of the word of God says that everything is created by him and for him. And even on the day when we were conceived. And this is where God started talking to me and moved me. And I was so revitalized. When I saw this, I went to my wife. I said, I know what I'm going to preach the first day. On the day of conception. And we are all grown up. Men, your fertilization and sperm cell was going, traveling through. And on a certain moment, it reached the egg. And scientists now recorded what happens in the exact moment. In the exact moment, life is created. Light. At the exact time of your conception where the sperm meets the egg and it enters. They call it a zinc spark. And there comes a burst of light. Before that, if you show it on the on the heat scale, and they it's green. And when it's green, it goes. They took a microscopic photo shot, and as it fuses, it lights up, and it goes red, bloodshot red. As light comes through, that creates energy, and it becomes heat, because God created something. And he said, let there be Linda. Let there be Vili. Let there be Neil. When I saw this video, my spirit jumped up and down. In the beginning, Rihanna was in her mother's stomach, and God said, let there be light. And in her was light, because I've created her. I know what she needs. She needs light. She needs energy. She needs warmth. She needs growth. God knew what he wanted with you. Creation works in such a beautiful way. They never knew this in the biblical times. But today, we can celebrate this, knowing that we are born of the light. And then we choose to move away from God. We are his creation, and we choose to have a dark background, turn away. But then we also have a choice to come back. See, he calls his good and faithful servants. He's so faithful. And I want to read the next scripture in Matthew 5, verse 14. And he comes and he says, you are the light of the world. Who's he speaking to at the moment? Who's he speaking to? Come on, guys. He's speaking to us. This is Jesus talking to his disciples now. Just before that, he said, I am the light in this world. Now he comes and reveals and he says, you are the light. Because that's where it started. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. A lighthouse is about this high. Why is there a lighthouse? It's to guide. It's to lead. It's put up on high. Usually upon mountains, usually in dangerous areas, but the light is there, so it must shine out to warn, to know that it is there. A light upon the hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Are you getting a sense of where I'm going this morning? I hope so. Verse 16 goes on and says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light shine. Die Afrikaans is ook vir my sommer. Laat julle lig so skyn voor die mense dat hulle julle goeie werke kan sien en julle Vader wat in die hemel is verheerlik. Let your light shine. And I've revised this as well. And I'm going to share with this with you now. See, God made us in his image. Jesus created us, right? All things were created by him, through him, for him. Amen. So if we are created in his image, if he is the light, then I am the light. Amen. So We are surrounded with him. Now we get to the scripture in Matthew 5 verse 14, and it says that we are the light. We have Jesus inside of us. The day you gave your heart to Jesus. You see, on the day of conception, God said, let there be light, let there be Neil, let there be Liesl, let there be Mareka. And then we turned away. Scripture teaches us that when we are far away from God, when we are not saved, when we are not a Christian, when we have fallen, our spirit is dormant. Our spirit is dormant. Our soul is active with a body and is in this world. But our spirit is dormant. Because you see, it's the spirit that communicates with God. And on the day you said, Lord, I take you. And I know that you are the true Christ. That you died for my sins. And I become a Christian and I become a child of God. On that day, I believe that the light comes again. Because the scripture tells us that when we do this, when we take Jesus on as our personal Savior, he what? He come, lives inside of me. And he brings back that light. Because he is the light. And the light now lives within me. So naturally, I should grow. Naturally, I must have compassion. Naturally, I should have good blood circulation, good metabolism. Not this piece of meat that you're seeing here this morning, but my spiritual meat is strong. Because the light lives inside of me. Amen. Because once you were dead, but now you are alive. Once you were lost, but now you are found. This is the only possible through Jesus. And I want to take this verse, Matthew 5 verse 16. Let your light shine so before men. What does it mean? I'm going to show you now. Yes. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And I just want to give, and I want to read this out of a different translation. And the translation is the NIV. Who knows the NIV? Okay, a few of you know it. Neil's International Version. Right, the NIV. I'm going to share it out of that this morning. And I just want to rephrase this piece of scripture. Not replace it, just rephrase it. Let Jesus shine through you before men, that they may see Jesus and the good works you do for him, so that the Father will be glorified. Amen. Let Jesus shine through you before men, that they may see Jesus. The word comes and it says, you are the light of this world, because Christ lives inside of you. What Jesus wants this morning is to tell you, let there be light in your life. Let your life reveal the light of Christ, which is already inside of you. And he will revitalize your spirit. He will make everything new. He will strengthen you. He will give you power. He will give you comfort. He will bring rest. Who needs rest? Julle was nou net op vakansie, man. You see, sometimes we do need rest. And what I want you to take away this morning, you can play something from the back, is that we always have questions and we always have struggles. Those of you who don't have struggles, please come afterwards and come speak to me. I want to learn what you know. us goes through this. And you see, as I went through this, God showed me something. And we talked about this last year as well. Is that even though we have struggles and difficult times, Christ is in you, stronger than any adversary. The light is in you. The life is in you. The possibilities starts with you. A lot of people loves to say that we are not the center of this world and of this universe. I want to say rubbish. I am the apple of my Father's eye. Ek is God se favorite. I say, absolutely. I trust and believe that I'm God's favorite, and so should you. Because you were created in His perfect will. You were created for a purpose. You were created with a capacity to overcome anything. Because Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see, if the light is in me, why am I struggling? If the light is in me, why don't I grow? If the light is in me, why don't I have compassion for other people? If the light is in me, why? See, that's the question you need to ask yourself. Because the answer is fairly simple. You do not allow the light to shine. I'm going to take you back to the scripture. You do not take a light and you put it in a box. No, you put it on a lampstand, says the word of God, for the room to share the light. If you're sitting here this morning and you have yefumuch, you are tired. It's just like, Lord, I'm going to need a lot of you this year, because the hills and the valleys looks deep and the hills looks high. And I don't know how am I going to do this. I've got a very easy answer. Jesus. Allow God to do what He said He's going to do. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Philippians 4:13. Come on. Who knows the scripture? I can do all things through Christ strengthens me. Now, I just quickly want to ask somebody with a phone, just quickly go to Google. Anybody? I say, Carla, Google for me the next. Put in all and then say meaning. What does it say? Say it loud. Okay, so what does all mean? Do we need really that type of meaning? No. All means all. Everything means everything. But Lord, unfortunately not this circumstance. All things. I can do all things. Say it loud with me. I can do all things through Christ strengthens me. So when you think I cannot do this, you take the box and you put it over the light, and you put the light in the box. You limit the light, because the word of God says you can do all things. If you say God can't, I don't know how, I don't know who, whatever, you put a box top of the light so that the light can't do the work it should do in your life. Amen. God is faithful. If there's anybody this morning who feels this light has been darkened in their lives, or they need this box to be lifted. I want to ask, and I'm going to do a prayer for everybody now. I want to ask, bring it before God. In a moment, I'm going to start praying, but I want to ask the Holy Spirit, come right now and work in these people, Lord. Touch them, reveal in their hearts where they need to lift the box in their lives so that your light may shine through. And whatever it is, and whatever the Holy Spirit is busy showing you, as I'm praying, I just want to ask you to say one thing and repeat it in your heart. Say, Lord, lift this box. Lord, lift this box. Lord, lift this box in this area in my life. Let's close our eyes and pray. Father, we thank you this morning that you are in this place. Lord, thank you that you are the light, that you are the power source, that you are the one that has this whole universe in the palm of his hands. Father, thank you that you are faithful, that you are true. Lord, nothing is impossible when you are in the room. This light, Lord, that's living inside of me, Christ inside of me, the hope of glory. Lord, you are my hope. You are my steadfastness. You are the one, Lord, that can help me through anything. Father, you hear everybody's box moment that they have, where they're covering at this moment. And I want to ask, Lord, that you will lift this box. Give them the strength, Lord, to believe, to have faith in you. The word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And Lord, your word says that you have strengthened me to do all things. Father, I pray right now that the Holy Spirit will come and strengthen each and every one here, me included, my family included. Lord, so that we might exalt your name in the day when we praise for what you have done in our lives. I come now and I cover this by the blood of Jesus and ask, cover them, protect them, Lord, as they go out into this world, so that your light may shine through them, so that this world can see their good works, so that the Father might be glorified through us. We thank you for this, Lord, and we glorify your holy name. Amen.